with one raid bite. That is, so we're discussing now the Karban Mincha that the Soita brought. Specifically, Machloitis Tanoim, a Mishnah, the Seder Hadvarim of the Karban Mincha relative to the drinking of the Mei Soita. If you look in the Psukim, it's very, very confusing. On the one hand, the Torah says, V'hishka asamayim, and then afterwards the Torah talks about bringing the Karban Mincha. But then right after the Torah talks about bringing the Karban Mincha, it says, Da'acha yashka asamayim. So, first the Hashka, then the Mincha, first the Mincha, then the Hashka. In the final analysis, it was a machloikis tanoim. Now, everybody agrees that the only time the Mayim was able to have a Hashpa on this Soita, in the event that she was either innocent or guilty, was if the Karban Mincha was brought. Zaysay Meris. Even though there is a shita that holds, Mashka va'achakach makriv, but that's poshit, that until the Karban Mincha was brought, drinking the Meisoita in and of itself did nothing. You needed the Karban Mincha in order for this to work. Right? That's klar. That's aleph bes. There's no machloikis whether or not you needed the Mashka, and you needed the Mincha in order for this to play itself out. The Shail is just in the Seidat form. Meaning, if you hold Makra v'achakach Mashka, so you bring the Karban Mincha, then she drinks, there's nothing else to do, so at this point, you're holding by the V'acha Yishta Nozayaya now. It's all over. We finished the parasha. Okay, so in the event that she's guilty, V'tzof says bitten, etc., etc. If you hold Mashka v'achakach Makra, so after she drinks, the situation is suspended, which we know that this could happen. Chus Toilolo, we saw already. So there's an idea that just because she drinks doesn't mean it's going to happen right this second. So everything is on hold. You're going to bring the Karban Mincha, and only after the Karban Mincha is brought will this whole inyan play itself out. How do we know this? It's beforehand in the Torah. The Torah says that the whole inyan of the Karban Mincha was, it was maskeres avayin, or in the Lashon of Chazal, it was mevareres avayin. The Karban Mincha played an integral role in us knowing whether or not this woman was innocent or this woman was guilty. So with that poshita introduction, there's a Weltskasha that Rabbi Yosef Engel wrote a whole sefer about. So Rabbi Yosef Engel, like Rav Shlomo Kluger, who was mentioned earlier in the daf, wrote many, 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 many svarim. And one of the svarim that he wrote is called Gvura Shmoinim. And the Sefer Gvura Shmoinim is 80 terutzim to a kasha that he says he heard. He says, Shamati Makshim, I heard a Veltz kasha. And Rabbi Yosef Engel wrote 80 terutzim to this kasha. So what's the kasha that Rabbi Yosef Engel wrote a whole sefer about? It's a real kachim kasha. There's a man da'amar in Mesechtes Zvachim. It's Rabbi Lozab Rabbi Yossi, who holds that Bailim Mefakim. We know that if a Kohen does the Avoida, and he has a Machsheves Pigel at the time that he does the Avoida, Chutzal Zmanu, Chutzal Kohen Bo, Yisand Aloch is, it's going to pass all the carbon. Poshit, who's the one that would have to have the Machsheves Pigel? It's the Kohen. The Kohen that's doing the Avoida, he's the one that would have to have the Machsheves Pigel. Stating that, Omri Rabbi Lozab Rabbi Yossi, Zvachim Em Zayin Omer Alev, Shamati Shah Bailim Mefakim. Ich hab gehört, Ashmua, Shabaiwa Mefakim. So Rabbi Yosef Engel said, Ich hab gehört, Akasha, and Rabbi Yosef, Shamati, Shabaiwa Mefakim. That is, you have a woman, she's in the Beis HaMikdash, there was Kinu and Stira, she knows she's guilty. But she doesn't want to admit it. She wants to stay married, she doesn't want to get divorced, she doesn't want to lose her ksuba. So she's actioning Zechais. Okay, we have it all figured out. She's going to drink from the Meis Saita, and when she's going to drink from the Meis Saita, if she's guilty, then Vitzov says bitna. And we're trying to dissuade her as much as possible. Ma'imin Aleh, Yehuda, Ruvain, she's going to drink. Okay, she's going to lose out, right? L'chayru, she has an Eitzah. You know what the Eitzah is? The only way the Ma'im is going to be Ba'idik is if you bring the Karban Mincha. The Mincha is Mivarer Esavayin. It's Masker Esavayin. While the Kohen is doing the Avoida, she'll have a Machshavas Pigel. She'll have in mind Chutzla Zmanei Chutzlam Kohen. Rabbi Lozab, Rabbi Yosef said, Shamati Sha'abaylam Mefaglam. That the Bailam can be Mefagl. So she's going to have a Machshavas Pigel. So then it's going to come out that the carbon's going to be possible. The car will be possible. No one's going to know it's possible, by the way. The only one that's going to know is her. And she will know that the carbon's possible. If it's possible, they didn't bring a mincha. If they didn't bring a mincha, it's poshit that it doesn't have the ability to be maskeres avin, mevareres avin. Right, if a non-coin would do the avoida, would it be mevareres avin? Of course not. You have to bring a bakashvas. So she'll have a machsheves pigel. Like this, it won't be mevareres avin. She'll go home scot-free. It's such a pashta etza. So Rabbi Yosef Engel said, Shamati Machshim, I heard this cushion of flaw, that according to Rabbi Yosef, who holds Bailam of Aglin, there's an etza for every soita that's tamei. Later be Mechashev, Machshev is pigle at the time that the Kohen is doing the Avoida, it's going to knock out the Mincha. If there's no Mincha, even if she drinks from the Mayim Amarim, it's not going to be pile on her, and if that's the case, like this, she'll be able to get out of it. Rabbi Yosef Engel wrote 80 terutzim, there's a whole sefer called Gevurah Shmoinim to answer this kasha. So I just want to mention a few of the terutzim. I'm going to go through this very quickly. Now, a lot of these terutzim, I didn't go through all of them, but if you go through these terutzim, this is classic Rabbi Yosef Engel, meaning there's tremendous chidushim, there's pilpul, there's charifus, there's diyukim. It's vintage. But just to get a tam and a little bit of a flavor, and again, I'm being mocked in these achidushim, but just to get a little bit of an idea of what's tutzichta on the sefer, we'll start with the first teretz. The erish the teretz that Rabbi Yosef Engel says is that the emes is this whole idea of baila mefaglim is a very big chiddush. Why is it a chiddush? Because the halach is ein adam oyser davish in a shaloi. I can't make something that's not mine oser. Ein adam makdish davish in a shaloi. You can't sell something that's not yours. You can't do anything, really, to something that you don't own. If that's the case, Baila Mefaglim, L'chayra, who owns the carbon once somebody is makdish it? Hekdish owns it. Amirasa L'gvaya is kemisirasa L'hedyet. If that's the case, how's it shayach that the Baila Mefaglim? Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, I want to say a chiddush. That when Rabbi Yosef said, Shamati Shabaila Mefaglim, he was talking dafka about kachem kalim, because he held like Rabbi Yosi Aglili that holds that kachem kalim is mam and bailam. And being that it's mam and bailam, so you are a bailam in it. And if you're a bailam in Mela, you have the ability to be mefagel. Now you can ask me, but as it relates to kachem kadoshim, which nobody holds as mam and bailam, you don't even have a sheet as Rabbi Yosi Aglili. So over there, the bailam wouldn't be able to be mefagel. The carbon mincha is the Kachi Kadashim. Every Mincha is Kodesh Kadashim. And if that's the case, so there's no Bailam of Aglim when it comes to the Karban Mincha. Now he says, now you're going to ask me that if the Bailam can't be Mefagel by Kachi Kadashim because of the fact that it's not Mum and Bailam and Inod the Moisim Dabba Shane Shalai, so why could the Koyan Yah be Mefagel? What's the difference between the Bailam and the Koyan? The Koyan shouldn't be either be able to do it. Said Rabbi Yosef Engel, there's a Ran in the Dorim on the Daflam Mitvava Meralef, where the Ran says, quote, the Adam Ois Nedavish Inish Shaloi al yedei maisa. There's a chiddush from the Ran that even though ain't adam maisa davar sheinu shaloi, but al yedei maisa adam maisa davar sheinu shaloi. So he says it's kemin chaymer, like a gold button, like Rashi said earlier in the Masechta, that as it relates to the kohen who's doing a maisa, he's doing the avoda. So over there, adam maisa davar sheinu shaloi. So he could be mefagel even by kodesh kadoshim, as opposed to as it relates to the bailim ain't adam maisa davar sheinu shaloi. And the Bailam is not doing a maisa. So by kachim kalim, where there's shittas Rabbi Yosef Aglili that holds a kachim kalim is mom and Bailam. So over there, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yosef, oh, shamati, shabailam afaglam. But as it relates to the carbon mincha, there it's not going to work. Now just to speak out one knach that needs a little bit of beer, and that is, when Rabbi Yosef Engel said that a person that's bringing a carbon mincha, for example, because it's kachim kadosh and is not considered the Bailam, he doesn't mean that you're not really the Bailam. Because we know that one of the machshavas that passel a carbon is shaloi lishma, and shaloi lishma means either shinu kaidish or shinu bailam. Shinu bailam means that the kohen, instead of having a mind this right bailam, had a mind a different bailam. Where Rabbi Yosef Engel means is avada do bala carbon is the bala carbon, is the bailam of the carbon, kishmoy kachi. But it's not a mumminous thing of bailas. It's more of a bailas that the Toitzon, the effect, the kabara, the ritzu, whatever's supposed to come from this carbon is going to belong to me. But in order for me to aser it, I wouldn't have to have a mum and bite. I would have a mum and a stick of bilis. And for that already, I don't have by kachik adashim. Nobody holds you have it by kachik adashim. And as a result, you're going to be stuck based on the halacha of ena the mois and davar sheinu shaloi. That's his first teretz. Second teretz, teretz hey, the fifth teretz. There's a gemara in Masechta Zvachim daf chavtes amar aleph for the loim de kachim, where the Gemara says that the only time a person can have a machsheves pigel is if it's, quote, this is the Lashon HaGemara. It has to be a makom that's meshulish bedam, bebasar, ubeemurim. And there's a long Tosfos in Zvachim Daf Chav Tesem and Aleph, where Tosfos brings a machlekes rishonim, had to understand Pashim Pshat in this Gemara. Pigel requires a makom meshulish bedam, bebasar, ubeemurim. Pashim Pshat, it means is that the machshave of chutzim koimai had to be that you're going to do whatever you're going to do in a makom that is a place where you can eat basar, where you can be makter, and also a place where you can do zrika. But Tosfos brings a yesh mefarshin, where Tosfos says that what it means is that the machshava itself has to take place. The yesh mefarshin, the makim mishulish haynu, the beinon sheyamoid hamechashev b'makim mishulish. Prat lo oimed chutz ba'azara, as opposed to someone that was oimed chutz ba'azara, v'shoichet besakin arucha, which it's a mefurish gemara, zvachim is a kosher shechita, but at the same time, if a person would be standing chutz la'azara, he's not in a makim that's mishulish b'damim, and he would have a machsheves pigel, b'chaygavna wouldn't be a machsheves pigel, because the makim that the person that's being machashev is standing has to be a makim ha'mishulish. Zakr b'yaisin fengel, in his fifth teretz, that according to this, it's bashit. We're going to make sure that the woman is not going to be in the Azara. If she's not going to be in the Azara, just like the Kohen has to be in the Azara in order for it to be Machsheves Pigel, because there's a Tanai in Machsheves Pigel, has to be a Makam Mishulish B'dam B'Basav Emurim. So it's Yitach and the Bailam have the same Tanai. So what we're going to do is, we're going to take her out of the Makam Azara. She won't be standing there. She won't be standing there. So like this, you don't have to worry about this whole issue. Teretz Tesvav, the 15th Teretz, just to get a little sampling here, the 15th Teretz that Yosef Engel said to this Kasha is a murder Teretz. He says, the maksha in this kasha was making a hanocha. The hanocha is that the woman is the one that's bringing the carbon. Is it so poshent that she's the one that's bringing the carbon? So if you look at the pasuk says, "Vehevi ho ish es ishtay el akoye, vehevi es karbona aleha," the husband. "Vehevi ho ish," that's obviously the husband, "vehevi es karbon oleh," he should bring her carbon on her behalf. Asirus eifa ke machsoirin, lo yitzikol Hashem, elitin alavayna, ki minchas kenoi, yisum miskeres, minchas ikari maskeres on. So it sounds very much from the pasuk that who's really the one that's bringing the carbon. It sounds like he's the one that's bringing the carbon. The emes is, if you look in the Ramban, in his Pirush al HaTorah, the Ramban says like this, ulefi daiti, tam ki minchas kenoi, su yachzer al reish ha-pasuk. Right, the pasuk says you bring the carbon, ki minchas keno isu, minchas ikari maskeres on. It says the Ramban, in the Pshutei Shal Mikra, minchas keno isu is a pirish on the beginning of the pasuk. Yoimar, what did the beginning of the pasuk say? She yovi ho ish es ha carbon al ishtai. Kloimar bim kaima. That he should be the one that brings the carbon. Why? So the pasuk is giving the time of the carbon. Why is he bringing the carbon? She should be the one bringing the carbon. Ki minchas keno isu. Because the whole heftz of the carbon is lahaskar avoyna. It's to clarify, to find out whether or not she did the Saveira, and to be masquer in the Makam HaMikdash. Ve'enenu ro'ish tevienu hi mishala. Abel hu yakriv mincha l'sham sheyekanes kenosa ve'inkenes nikmasa mimenu. This is his Indian. He's taking revenge. He's exposing his wife. That's what's going on over here. And it's for that reason he's the one that brings the carbon. But the Bible, if you look at the Ramban, you look at the Chizkuni, he says it in a different nosach. It sounds like the heavy as carbon, like he's the one that brings the carbon. So Zokrib Yosef Engel, if he's the one that brings, by the way, in today's daf, we saw who did the tenufa. She's the one that did the tenufa. So it's not so pashut. But I'll call upon him, this makim, to say that really he's the Bailam on the carbon. And if he's the Bailam of the carbon, then Shamati Shabailam of Faglam, who's the one that would have the Machshav Espigel, she anyways would not be the one that be allowed to have the Machshav Espigel. And if that's the case, that's Teretz Tezvav. That's the 15th Teretz. It's going to be Miyosha. Teretz Yud Ches, the 18th Teretz. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, makes a tremendous diak in a Rashi in Masech Tezvachim. Yosef Engel says like this, I want to say a Chiddush. I want to say that the only time Rabbi Yosef holds Bailam of Faglan, that's if the Kohen, when he was doing the Avodah, he had no Machshav. So the Kohen was Stam. He had no Machshav. But let's say the Kohen was doing the Avodah, and he had a machshava that I am going to feroise this carbon kehilchasa. Mamish, b'chol pirotel v'diktuka. Then, even if the Bailam would have a machshavas pigel, it wouldn't work. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, Avadiyak. If you look at Rashi, in Zvachim Amzayin Amad Aleph, Shamati Shabailam Afaglim, Rashi says, Shamati Shabailam Afaglim b'avodah sakoyim. Im kibel akoyim b'shtiko. If the Kohen did the Kabbalah b'shtiko, the Chishvay ha-Bailam Aleh al-Pigol, havi-Pigol. So Rashi says that the Kohen had no machshava, and then the Bailam had a machshava spigol, it's going to be a pigol. Why did Rashi need that line? Im kibli ha-Kohen b'shtiko, what's it necessary? You'll tell me what he means. That's the whole point. The point is that the Kohen didn't have the machshava, she had the machshava, or he had the machshava. Obviously, that's what's going on over here. If he had a machshavas pigel, then it's of course a machshavas pigel. Why did Rashi have to speak out? It's a festa ha'ara. In kibel hakoyim b'shtiko. It's the poshet. So Rabbi Yosef Engel, vayisleis Rashi saying a chiddush. You know Rashi is coming to say that the only time Bailam ha'mefaglam is if it was taka b'shtiko. But the minute that the Kohen would have a machshava, not a machshava's pigle, fakert, a machshava that's fakert from pigle. So b'chai gavna already, then there'd be no mokum anymore for baylam afaglam. And says Rabbi Yosef Engel, if he's there, that's the 18th teretz. That's this gevaldik chiddush. He wants to say that baylam afaglam is only if you have no machshava. So we're going to make sure by the mincha site that the kohen's going to have a real proper machshava. If the kohen's going to have a proper machshava like this, you're not going to have an issue. Teretz chaf aleph. Two more. Teretz chaf aleph. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, that we know Tosfos in different places in Zvachim and Rashi and there's a Mishlam Melech with Rambam. There's a lot of raid on this. The Rishonim discuss what is Machshava's Pigel. Pashtun means a Machshava, right? He had a Machshava, Chutz L'Zmani, Chutz L'Kaymer. Tosfos has a Sofik in a bunch of places that it could be Machshava's Pigel, Machshava's not enough. But you'd actually need a Dibur. You'd have to say the Machshava. And if you don't say the Machshava, it's not going to be okay. So Yosef Engel said that if you hold that Machshava's Pigel has to be a Dibur, then it's very Pashtun. We're going to have Shomrim. And the Shomrim are going to be watching this Froy. And we're going to make sure that she doesn't say something. Now, let's say she says something anyways. Let's say she says it. Then she's an Eini Shoysa. Yoytsev, Beloy Ksuba. So that's easy. Then she's anyways going to lose out. But the whole point is she could have a Machshava, right? Only the Eibishter knows the Machshavas of a person. But the Teretz is, if you need to speak the Machshava, so then it's very easy. You're going to watch her every move, and we'll see what she's going to do. One more. Teretz Lamed Zayin. Teretz number 37. We know that if somebody says one thing, and has a mind fakert, it's dvarim shabalev. And dvarim shabalev ain't a dvarim. So said Rabbi Yosef Engel, have a posh etza. The etza is we're going to tell the woman, you have to say the following. Read after me, right? Say these words. I hereby have a machshava that everything she'd been done, b'toich smane, b'toich b'kayme, whatever exactly the machshava is going to be. Now, what are you worried about? Maybe she was thinking fakert. Who cares if she was thinking fakert? Even if she was thinking fakert, it's going to be dvarim shabalev. And dvarim shabalev is eight. But al-Kaponim, we just mentioned five of the 80 terutzim. The Rabbi Yosef Engel with his great charifus and his great kaich ha-pilpul and kaich ha-chiddush seh in his sefer Gburish Moinim. But I just want to mention one postscript, and that is, there's a sefer called Ovoy Vam on Masech Tzvachim, and he brings in Tzvachim Daf Mem Zayin that he found in one of Reb Chaim Kanievsky's svarim that they asked Reb Chaim this kasha. They asked Reb Chaim, Vozokstov, this kasha that Rabbi Yosef Engel wrote a whole sefer Gburish Moinim on. And Reb Chaim said, the Teretz is Pasha. That's a Pasha the Teretz. So Pasha the Teretz, based on the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Lam Vavam and Aleph, but we're not holding enough in Kachem. But he said, Teretz is all Pasha. What's a Machshavas Pigel? Let's take it from the beginning. A Machshavas Pigel is, you're doing a Shchita, Kabbalah, Hilachas Rika. And you have a mind to either eat the Basar, Chutz L'Zmanay or Chutz L'Mkaymay, be Makter the Emurim, Chutz L'Zmanay, Chutz L'Mkaymay, do the Zrika, Chutz L'Zmanay, Chutz L'Mkaymay, or do the Shvich HaShirayim, if it's a carbon mincha, so you had a mind to do either the haktaras hakoymitz, which is the equivalent of side zrika and side haktaras imurim of a regular carbon, or to eat the sharia mincha, chutzlis manay chutzim kaimai. Right, that would be the taich of a machshavas pigel. Reb Chaim said, based on the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Lab and Vavam and Aleph, that's poshit, that the only time a person could have a machshavas pigel is if the kohen that was doing the avoida was being machashiv for something that he himself could control. So if this is something that you have control over, it's something that you're a balabos to do or not to do, so then you could have a machshavas pigel. So a kohen who's doing shchita, and he has a mind to do the zrika chutz l'zmanay, he could do the zrika, he's a kohen. Right, he has the credentials to do his Riko. He has in mind to do Daktara Simurim. He could do Daktara Simurim. So over there, there's going to be a Chutz L'Zman and Chutz L'Mkayma. So said Reb Chaim Kanievsky, what is her Machshavas Pigel? What is she going to do? The Kohen's going to be doing the Kmitza on her Mincha Sayri, on her Mincha Sayta. She's going to have in mind that what? That I'm going to do the Haktara Sakkayma, it's Chutz L'Zman and Chutz L'Mkayma. She's an Isha. She can't do the Haktara. Oh, she's going to have in mind that a Kohen's going to do it. How could I have a mind that someone else is going to do? That's the Lashon HaGemara in Zvachim Lamed Vav Amaral. Kol Kamine, you can't have a machshava that's going to say that someone else is going to do something wrong. It doesn't work. So there's no way for that machshava to be a machshava. Oh, I know what it's going to be. She's going to have machshava. She's going to eat the Shiari HaMincha. Shiari HaMincha is Kachi Kadashim. And Kachi Kadashim, if you say Ezo Mekayman, is Nachal Zichrei Kuhuna. Only men are allowed to eat it. So there's no chelik of this mincha that she has any control over. And as a result, you can't have a machshavas pigel. Either Gemara says shamati shabaylam afaglim, it's poshit. Shamati shabaylam afaglim is where the baylam had a machshava that he's going to eat. Let's say his kochim kalim, which is somebody has a lad to chutzas man and chutzam koymai, or he's a koyin chves. But the bottom line is, it's where he's bekoyach to be able to do it. But to the extent that you have no control, you have no shlita over what's going on over here. So b'chay gavne, it's poshit that this is not going to work. The emes is when we learned zvachim, we spoke this out. He said over, this Yesod I found is a Rashash. The Rashash is a Masech, this Gittin. It's Tafnun Gimel Amid Beis. It's a Gemara, it's a Mishnah really. It's a one-line Mishnah, Perakan HaZaken. The Mishnah is on Tafnun Dal Amid Beis. HaKoyhanim ShePiglu B'Mikdosh Mezidin Chayovim. A Koyin that has a Machshavas Pigl. He has a Machshavas Pigl B'Meisah. So the Aloch is Chayiv. Chayiv has a Mazik, right? A Mefagel is a Mazik. Bavakamad Afayim Ad Aleph. Arba Ovis Nazikin, Rabbi Yishiya had the Yud Gimel Ovis Nazikin, Rabbi Chiyah had the Chav Dalet Ovis Nazikin. The Gemara says, Minyana the Reish Lamut Emay, Minyana the Seif Lamut Emay, Rabbi Chiyah's 24 Mazikin Lamut Emay, Lamut Emay Sir Mephagel. Right, so a Mephagel is a Mazik. And there's a whole sugya. If a Koyin has a Machshav as Pigol, is he Chayiv as a Mazik or not? Hezek Nikr Shmei Hezek, or Hezek Nikr Loi Shmei Hezek? Right, because you don't see the Hezek. So that's a whole sugya. And it's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Gittin, Daphne and Dalet on the base. Zokdi Rashash, a Ha'or in the floor. Hakoyhanim Shepiglu? Why did the Mishnah say Hakoyhanim Shepiglu? Only a coin could have a Machshavas Pigl. A Zor could also have a Machshavas Pigl. How so? Shchita Ksher Bazar. You can have a Machshavas Pigl with Shchita. So Shchita is Ksher Bazar. And being that Shchita is Ksher Bazar, so why is Hakoyhanim Shepiglu? Why did the Mishnah say the same halacha with a Zor? Anyone that was Mefagel, why Koyhanim would be Madgish Koyhanim? It's not be Koyhanim. Usually it's Koyhanim. It doesn't have to be Koyhanim. Or Yisroel could have a Machshavas Pigel. So Dr. Rashash Adover Nifla. He said, Mamash Rav Chaim's Gemara. That is Mavur, it's Vachem Lamed Vav Amin Aleph Kol Kamini. That the only time a Machshava is going to be considered a Machshava is to the extent that you're having a Machshava for something that you yourself are able to do. But to the extent that you can't do it, so then the Machshava is Stam nothing. It's a Chuk of a Tlula. It's not going to be considered a Machshava. What could a Zor do other than Shchita? So Zor could do shchit. He's going to have a machshavas pigle. What would be the machshavas pigle? To do the haktara chutzasman, he can't do haktara. To do the zrika, he can't do the zrika. Shvich hashiram, he can't. The only thing he can do is he can eat. What could he eat? He can eat kachim kalim if he's the bailim. We're discussing a mazik. If you would have a machshavat that you're going to shter your own korban, bistachnish kamazik. So the only way it would ever be shayach pigle, it is shayach pigle by a zar. But you're not going to be a mazik because it would have to be yours. And that's why the Mishnah in Gittin, which is handling Hilchis, Chayvelu Mazik, it's the sugi of Hezek Nika, Hezek Enu, but I'll upon him this year, sorry for a Chayim. So just to end, now we're really ending, but just to end, I'll tell you that I found Mamish a Metzia, and I left the Sefer. But, oh, I didn't. So I just found that this Inyan, there's a Sefer called Mishmar Alevi. We quote from the Mishmar Alevi a lot. It's from Ramosha Marcha Schulzinger, one of the Cheshuvim in Bnei Brak, a Talmud of the Briskerov, and it was a Makurov with the Stipler, Kiyadua, for those that know. But the bottom line is he wrote many, many Sfarim, and unfortunately they're very, very hard to get. So I recently got a hold of the Mishmar Alevi Madura Kama. Madura Tinyana is available, Madura Kama you need Mizrahi for. But the bottom line is, this is Madura Tinyana, and I found it, and Madura Kama, I'm sorry, and it's Simin. This is in Simin Pei Beis, Be'inyan Habayla Mefaglin, the Rablaz Rabbi Yossi. I looked in the Mafteach, I said, maybe he brings Rabbi Yosef Engel's Kasha. He brings Rabbi Yosef Engel's Kasha. The whole simon is on Rabbi Yosef Engel's Kasha, and he brings a Dover Nifla. He found in one of the Stechemet Sfarim. So it seems that the Stechemet had brought this Kasha. Maybe this is the Shamati that Rabbi Yosef Engel is referring to, just to close the loop on the story. So he says like this, V'zel loshen ha-Stechemet, v'akoyin ha-Godol, yedidi ha-Goyin, Rav Shloima ha-Koyin, Meirut Tzedek b'Vilna, mechabe sefer ha-Yokur, binyin Shloima kosavli, v'zel loshen. So Stechemet said, I received a letter from the great Cheshek Shloima, the Binyan Shloima, Rav Shloima HaKoyim Mivilna. Quote, Basi Leheir, this is Rav Shloima HaKoyim talking to the Stechemet. Basi Leheir b'masha kosav mar neiro yor b'sifroi Stechemet, b'chelek divrei chacham and simen memalav, b'shem ha-goyin Rav Chaim Berlin, shnehikshu kushya atzuma. The Rabbi Loz, the Rabbi Yosef, is welcome, and Zayin, the Bailam Gankin, Yechayim Lefagel, in Kain Hechim, Mishkachas Lodi, Yevdeku Ha-Mayim, Do Yechayim Lefagel Amincho, Veshuv Lo Yevdeku Ha-Mayim. Ubishloima lahat toisves the beinon dibur. Listen to the way he handled the question. You need dibur yeshloimer the meshamre moisa shalait tefagel. Avladas Rashi van Rambam. The gam machshav the grade mayelis lefagel kasha. This was his kasha. Said Reb Shloima Koyim Mivilna to the Stechem, and it's a kushi atzuma. But he said so pasha to me the answer. Mikol makam nirabara the machsheves pigol leishayich bebailim rak bishlomim the nechal bebailim. The Hechi Choshev Al Menashe Yoichel Abosse Ba'atzmoy Chutz Lizmanoy Uchutzam Koymoy. Avu B'Korban She'Eino Nechel Elo V'Koyhanim Lo Yoichel Lefagel. The Hechi Choshev Al Menashe Yizrek HaKoyen Adam L'Mocher. Oy Shniyak Direi Murim Mocher. Oy Shniyoichel Abosse L'Mocher. The Man Tzayis Leikoyen Lasas Avera. V'Havet Pitumei Mili Be'Almo. V'Svaru Zu Aminu B'Zvochem Daf Lamed Vav. Gabi Im Chishnev She'Yoichlu Utmeyim Lishna Achrinu Kol Kemine. U'Pirush Rashi Da'Koyhanim Tmeyim Lo Yishmu Loi. V'Hilkach Im Machshavtoy Machshava B'Dover Atoli Ba'Acherim Ad Kan L'Shoynoy. V'Hilk Ein machshavta my elas klum. So, mamish, this teretz, Reb Chaim Kanievsky said, Reb Yitzchak Ben Gurion, 80 terutzim to this kasha. And Reb Chaim said, it's pasha to me. The teretz is based on the Gemara, Tzvachim, Lam, Tzvavim, and Aleph. Machsheves pigel has to be something you control over. But if you have no control over, it's kol kemine. Matzasi, the Reb Shloim HaKoyim in Vilna, wrote to the Stechemet, that I saw in one of your svarim, so many, that I saw in one of your svarim, that you brought this kasha b'shem, Reb Chaim Berlin. Maybe he's the makar to this whole kasha, but I'll go upon him. He said to me, the teretz is pashit. And he was mechavin. Shneim nischavnu ludover echad. Rav Shloim HaKoyim Mivilna, right into the Stechemet, and Rav Chaim Kanievsky more recently. I will stop here.